This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Six communities in Colorado have received grants from the state's transportation department to modify roads and public spaces to help with social distancing efforts during the pandemic. Aspen will use part of its $50,000 grant to increase its e-bike capacity. Alamosa, Littleton, and Frisco will also get that same amount to help change roadways in order to increase distancing in highly trafficked areas. In total, the state will award more than $4 million. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says it's up to Democratic leaders and the White House to reach an agreement on a new coronavirus relief package. His comments come after Senate Leader Mitch McConnell said about a third of his Republican members will not support any package. Bennett says in an Instagram live session that it's important to reach an agreement on issues like extending federal unemployment benefits, which he says is helping the overall economy.
Because we put that unemployment benefit in there, working people have actually continued to spend money in this economy.
One of the major sticking points is how much additional unemployment help the federal government should provide Americans. Democrats and the White House are continuing negotiations this afternoon. Denver Broncos player Juwan James is opting out of the 2020 football season because of concerns over COVID-19. The move means James will not earn his $10 million salary this year. In a social media post, James says the recent birth of a son was a deciding factor for him. He joins fellow Broncos player Kyle Pecco in sitting out the season. It's 82 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.